Blog Talk Radio.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Relly All-Star in the building, shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Oh, you already know what it is, man. We live every Monday, TDI alongside my Monday Warriors. You know what I mean? And we got Warrior number one, Vice.
Yeah. Was good, everybody.
What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. Right here in the 17th inning, son.
17th inning. That's what's up, man.
Son. Fucking Dodgers and Yankees.
Showcase. What up, man?
Yo.
What's up, cousin?
Ain't nothing. Thanks. What's up?
Yeah. What's good, Sal?
Chilling. TDI, I thought we don't talk sports here. Especially the Yankees and Dodgers. No, but we happen to just have Padawan's theme song on cue.
Wait, that's my theme song.
What's okay to say about Yankees and
Dodgers? Oh, that's your theme song now?
That's my theme song.
That's Padawan's theme song.
Yo, my nigga, that shit is tough right there, son.
He don't know that, though. He's not gonna accept the fact that the song is hot just because who comes out to it.
No, the song is hot. No, you're making this song okay, fine. It's your song.
Yeah, I'm over here listening to this shit. I'm like, yo, you try to rap to that shit, son.
That's an instrumental.
And you could do it. And you could do it too, my nigga. You just got to know how to, what kind of flow to do it, son. You could flow to that shit, son.
I don't know, man, but I might work on that. Who knows? I might pull a rabbit out of the hat.
So, TDI, your weekend was good.
You know me, my nigga. I'll be bugging out with crazy beats. Remember when we used to go club this time? I used to rap on the fucking Spanish. Over the Spanish.
Yeah.
Yo, it was good. Boston, 4-0. Mosley gets spanked around by, what's his face? Smacked around.
Pacquiao?
Yep.
We'll get into all that shortly, man. It's Monday, you know what I'm saying? New Talk City Radio, I had to shut the week off for everybody. You know what I mean? Can't do it without Vice, DJ Showcase. You know? But,
is today's the day or today is not the day?
No, not really. I don't think today's the day, cousin. The day about with the new person?
Yeah, I thought today was a
problem. Nah, you know what, man? I had a dismissal.
You what? Already? So fast, what happened?
I don't know.
She don't even call.
What's the word I'm looking for, Vice? Hang on.
So you made the executive decision without us involved at all?
No, listen. About making an executive decision without y'all, believe it. Believe it, it's for the best interest of the show.
So what happened? Explain to me what the decision made. What happened? You sat down for a brief interview, and what happened?
She didn't qualify. She didn't qualify.
There you go.
Yeah, but I want to know if she didn't qualify. I want to hear. I'm curious.
She's just not following up, man. I'm telling you something. This is a show. We put this together, the show, man. Like, everybody here put hard work in, whether you see it or not. Everybody puts in hard work, whether it's going out there getting a guest, sending some music, getting the music together. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot goes into running a show like New Talk City, man, because, you know.
Of course, but just explain what happened. Explain what happened. Put it out there on blast because we, you know, I do agree with you. We need a female in this whole little mix. But
shout out to the 305 in the check-in, B.
She didn't qualify for the job. That's it.
Let me inform everybody. Yeah, she didn't qualify. Let me inform everybody what's going on. We need a chick. We need a female on our show. You know what I'm saying? A couple of females.
See, now we got to put it out there. Yep.
We need a female on the show. You know what I'm saying? We need a female's perspective. It's three guys up here. Sometimes it's four. Sometimes it's eight. Shouts to Emma, who comes through sometimes to hold us down and all that greatness. But we need a steady chick, a chick who's going to ride with the boys. You know what I'm saying? A chick who ain't afraid to give an input on anything or her opinion on anything. We need a chick to do that every Monday. So if you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, send it through. We do a live interview right here on month the air, B, you heard?
Or we do an interview outside and just disqualify before she even makes it through.
She's that bad, yeah.
No, she didn't even make it to double A, son.
She didn't even make it to class A, son. So what was her name? Can we put out her name now?
No, I mean, it's irrelevant. I mean, I'm still cool with her. That doesn't mean I'm not cool with her, but I don't want to put her out there that bad, you know what I mean? I don't want to slander her now. Shout out to my cousin Hitman on the check-in, man.
You gotta, give us a little details about that, man.
Oh, no, you
that's
know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to get.
I'm trying to see where
TDI was like, yo, you know what? You just ain't gonna hack it. And I want to hear, you know, like that Donald Trump, yo.
She didn't know. This is the thing that nobody's listening. Like, nothing happened. Like, she didn't even pursue it. Like, she tells me 1 week, she's like, been telling me for like 2 weeks, yo, I want to get on your show. I got what it takes, you know what I'm saying? And she just didn't follow up. I'm not saying that she's slacking or whatever, but she's not cutting it for me.
Wait a minute. Hang on. How do we know that she's not waiting for you to call her?
Everybody has things to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking nobody. Like, you know, like, for the same reasons, you're not here every week consecutively. You got things to do, too. We don't chop you up for it. But, you know,
how do we know?
We do.
Yo, look, man, if there's 82 games a season and you're going to be out 70 games, we don't need you.
Damn. Here,
get out.
How do we know that she wasn't waiting?
I know, man. I've been coaching for a while. That's why.
If he said no, that's it. Talk it.
Trust me, man. Take my word for it, man. Shout out to the Hitman on the check-in, man.
All right. On to the next one.
Say again?
How was the weekend, kid? What was going on, y'all?
My weekend in Boston, you want to get into that?
I can give you
a rundown of my weekend. I mean, happy Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day to everybody out there. Shout out to my homegirl, M. Dot, on Twitter, going back and forth with me with this damn Celtic thing and and the Miami Heat thing. And that's my word. If Miami Heat win a championship, I'm personally going out there, and I'm going to put a Miami Heat hat on her and a shirt. That's my word. Y'all hearing it live. I'm going out there to get her a shirt and a hat. Because she live in Miami, she should be disrespected with the damn Boston Celtic thing, B. For real.
Wait, she lives in Miami doesn't mean she has to root for Miami. You live in the Bronx.
Well, I'm taking a stand. Nobody's gonna put a damn Yankee hat on me in my fucking city. I can bet that. I like my Yankee fans. You know why I like my Yankee fans? Because they respect me.
Nigga, I will go to your house. I will hang up the phone right now.
That should be field goals out the room, my nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
Vice will take care of the gear, and I'll paint your whole room.
Pinstripes, all that.
You walk into face of Gito. You have pillow sheets that say Yankees.
Yeah, my nigga, I'll fucking call Bayer Knight to fucking paint your whole room, maybe Yankees.
Now, listen to me. I got a couple of Yankee fans I really like. You know why? Because they respect the fact, B. They respect the fact. Like, you're a Sox fan, I'm cool, man. Now we know. But don't get me wrong, when the Yankees spank us, they there to be like, yo, what's up now? You know, they give me my motherfucking dirt. But
right, so,
nothing's
so,
like Will. Coming to
Will, my nigga. I love that nigga for that shit. Yeah, finish it.
Hold on. Don't think he was comfortable all the way, though. I mean, I got to give him his credit, too. I got to give him his credit, too. But he said, quote, I'm a blood in Crip territory.
Yo, this nigga's Michael Cole with it now. So how did he ask?
And I quote.
Niggas writing out quotes.
No, listen to me. He was out there, showcase, G-strolling through Yawkey Way. Like, it was sweet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Walking through. Like, don't get me wrong. I had my little Philadelphia Twins, my Minnesota Twins and all that, a couple of Phillies fans was out there. But nothing like a Yankee hat, dog. In Fenway, you don't do that, man. Speaking of Fenway, man, what up, Cousin Hitman? What up?
What up, baby?
What's going
man,
on, bro?
The show got
what's going on,
up.
Guys?
What up?
Yeah, I'm telling you, what's up with y'all?
So, I don't care. We just here talking about Boston, that whack-ass city of yours, you know?
here y'all go, though. Y'all hate you, though, but y'all want to come down here, though, right? And party with me, right?
How many times you come to New York and party with us? Can we show you what it is, man? Let's go, guys. Let's get ready to rock this, guys. I don't know, man, but you know what? We all family, and we get it popping wherever we go. So that's how we will.
Hey, man,
you co-signed. He was a little nervous out there with that hat on. Am I lying?
Yeah, he was nervous. That's why he was in the middle with us.
Yeah, we had a bodyguard. And, like, he was Obama, I swear to God.
So he was in the middle. You two had Boston hats on, so you kind of canceled out the Yankee hats.
No, we had Boston hats and Boston shirts. We were suited up. I was a member of the club. Like, nobody even believed that I was from the Bronx when I told them that. They was like, are you from the Bronx? Yeah, you wish you was from there. Fucking, you live in fucking Dorchester somewhere.
Well, what'd you tell them about when that dude says, like, go Celtics, and you turn around? What happened with that one?
Oh, yeah, but you got to send that video, man. Yo, we chilling, man. We all bugging out. I'm in the crowd at Fenway Park, boom, boom. And so he said, yeah, beat the Heat. I turned around and looked at Hitman like, no, this dude just didn't want to get his head bust open in here, man. And I had like seven of them Bud Lights in there, B. Yo, Vice, you violated after that one, you heard?
That nigga would have went gone, son. You would have got locked
nah,
up.
Nah, but I got to keep it real. He had the best shirt I've seen.
That shit
Sons
was
of Frank
yeah,
Coleman.
That's just too sick.
Yo, you got a showcase?
Wow.
He had a Sons of Anarchy shirt. Instead of Sons of Anarchy, it said Sons of Frank Coleman. In the bottom, it said Red Sox.
That's
tough. See, it was on Facebook. Check my Facebook out. TDI Rodriguez, y'all find it.
So you forgive them for the insult.
Yeah, why you keep telling Showcase to check your Facebook?
Oh, hold on, ladies and gentlemen, Vice, you just reminded me. I want to give Showcase a round of applause. You know why?
What?
He tweeted for the first time, y'all.
Wait. TDI, Vice, if you ain't on Twitter, you should know, son. Get up on Twitter, and you know.
Nigga, I don't respect your ass, your fucking dinosaur fossil ass to get on Twitter.
I'm just saying. If you don't know, you better tweet. Now we leave the Twitter alone.
Shit, nigga.
Yo, hold on. Not only did he tweet,
but don't know how to act.
Nah, listen, he tweeted and he followed two people.
No.
What?
It was not
what?
Difficult. It was not difficult.
No,
he did
difficult.
Call me for some menu, like for the instruction menu for Twitter. I didn't have it, though.
I need a help.
Wow. I'm proud of you, Showcase.
Thank you. So now we can leave the Twitter shit alone. Now next is the Facebook.
Nah, we ain't leaving nothing alone because you still don't have your own Twitter page.
I have a Twitter page. I am part of a team that has a Twitter page.
No, you got to have your own Twitter page.
I have
DJ
a Twitter
Showcase,
page. Listen,
blah, blah,
Twitter. I have Twitter by default.
One. No, nigga.
I have Twitter by default, kid. I have Twitter by default.
No, Vice. Yo, Vice, you got to crawl before you walk, though. Come on. You can't force him in the water.
Man, fuck that. I'll draw that nigga, son. Know how to swim. My life. You know?
Damn. Yo, I want to get into this song.
I
want to get into the song.
New Talk City Radio 1 at Twitter. You know?
Yeah.
How does it feel to say that, Showcase?
It doesn't feel anything. I'm not pissed to feel.
Showcase is the only one who has who has aim still? Like, he's still doing talk to people on aim.
I'm supposed to feel like, you know what, Vice? It makes me feel real good. I feel proud. I feel proud to have a Twitter. Happy?
But you don't have
Why? Why are you so proud to have a Twitter?
Well, I'm
you don't have one.
I'm egging Vice on. Vice tells me how I feel.
He co-owns one, man. Like, we all started
to
go on Twitter.
I set up the email to set up the Twitter. So yes, Vice, it is partly mine.
No, so he's kind of like, Michael Jordan and the Bobcats, I think it is.
Damn.
The Bobcats, damn.
Yeah, don't sound like that. Hold on, we got to call up in the 347 right here, man. 347, what up?
Yo.
Oh, Valley,
my
scream
God.
At me.
You got
DJ Showcase on the line. You got Vice, and you got Cousin Hitman from Boston.
Bang, bang, what's going on? Scream at me, homie, what's going on? Vice Boogie was bobbing, Vice Grip. What's going on with you, old boy?
Yeah, man, just chilling, relaxing over here, you know, home chilling. Ain't nothing.
Boy, niggas can come at your head or some Twitter shit up.
Hey, yo, look, man, nobody go nowhere. I want to get into this joint right here personally for all my Celtic fans right here. But let's do it.
They say rap music is subliminal, but the music for us is like our own diary, something like a confession. They told me life is a bitch. This is something like a sneezer, just like Mother Nature. She come and go as she please. That's why they get the period once a month. I say that to say this. If you think that bitch summer is yours, she could be cheating on you. You heard? This got me feeling like OPM. I'm trying to dance with the load of them. Another bottle when it goes to rent. I'm leaving drunk about 4 a.m. They watch me jump up in the golden stands. Top down with the pokey rims. Now I'm swerving so you know I'm bent. I lost count, know what I spent. I recall non-cleavers. Bitches stepping on my nice sneakers. One hand in the sky, the other hand was on a thigh. I was grinding to the beat with my hammer on my side. Now GSO lead as we speed to the Rolex. And 3 or 4 G's is what we sneeze at the Rolex. Planting my Chapard, it's about 6 a.m. You think the night is over, but it just began. They said club space like Bad Boy 2. You can see the snow bunnies do what bad girls do. That's ecstasy weed, they had girl too. Scooped a bitch that had the key to something fast or blue. Now I'm speeding to the telly, I got the Porsche behind. Trying to get up in the belly, the only thought in my mind, like damn. Not trying to be pushy or nothing, but since the strip joint girl, I should have been fucking.
I should have known one more.
My girl winning, starts to snore, get bored. And when you love three women, it's hard keeping up with lies. See, spring's my first love, I started creeping with July. Used to say I had some shows, catching planes, who am I? Then I started tricking dough, I brought the range for July. Mama said I'm lovesick, over this hot ass hoochie. First seen her when I told Nas, I slap over Scoofy. We don't play disrespect, but that was the day that we met. Summer Jam 02, I hit the stage with my set. Her man, he was from Brooklyn, she still slid me the number. She said he's on vacation, so get with me this summer. Now I've been flirting with her for about the past 2 years. So now she hates that me and winter ain't gonna last through the year. So now I'm looking at winter like life's an adventure. And when June come, I'll be going to September.
Oh, yeah.
Now would you hate me for that? I know your heart's cold, could you wait till I'm back? I'm just a sucker for love. Would a nigga hold you down if you wanna fuck with a dog?
In my summer, with the top drop on. So when my honey,
yeah, this your boy Cuba Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Before I move any further, man, let me make it clear to everybody. Everybody who's confused out there because I'm bumping Red Sox theme songs and you know what I mean? My little, yo, listen, I'm a Boston fan only for baseball. Miami be the basketball team. Dallas be the football team. So, no. Anyway.
Me and you on the same page, TDI. I was about to say you're the most unorthodox person I know.
I keep it real. Yo, hey, man, sorry about that one, B. But you know, when it comes to basketball, we part ways.
But here's what I'm saying. Boston is your favorite baseball team, but not your favorite basketball team.
No.
Miami's, you notice that this is the only dude that likes every other team but anything in his home.
The only team that I like is everything with Boston besides the football team. I'm a Miami Dolphin fan.
That's right. So everybody likes Miami to an extent here.
Do you have any, let me ask you, T.I., do you have any New York teams that you do like?
I don't dislike any New York teams. That's the thing. I like the Knicks. I like the Yankees. You know what I'm saying? I don't dislike them. Just not my favorite.
No, I respect them, but I don't like them.
I'm
for anything in New York.
Yeah, I support it. You know what I'm saying?
TDI is one of those dudes that when he gets older and retires, he's going to have a home in Boston for baseball season, a home in Miami for football season, and a home in Dallas for, I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is, if my man TDI could pull that off, he going to be super cakey.
Everybody on this damn line right now is going to be with me, like it or not.
Yeah, right. Scream at me. You already know.
Lakers is looking good, kid.
You'll see.
Oh, Lakers, yeah, they play them all. They're being best out of nine. Shout out to the Lakers fans out there, man, who was laughing at the Knicks fans, and look at you now.
Yo, nigga, I let my father hold it. He was talking crazy. He been a Lakers fan since 70-something. I said, yo, listen, shit happens, man. But that don't happen.
Nah, but you know what?
Them niggas got dragged.
You can't even laugh at Lakers fans, though. They got so many rings.
I'm happy they lost. Yeah, you know why? Because a lot of Lakers fans talk them to shit because of the rings this, rings that. But
you know how we feel about this damn Yankees.
My nigga.
Yeah, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm BS, nigga. Everything. You heard?
Win the game. At least the game, my nigga. Come on.
Yeah, you know what this dude told Will out there in Fenway? He was like, oh, it's all right, man. You got Yankee hat in front. That's cool. But look, at least you know this. We didn't buy our rings, all right? Tapped his shoulder and walked off.
Oh, what's happening? Wait, real easy. What you mean we didn't buy?
Fuck that nigga Cal, yo. That nigga be fucking with birds, man. He got beat by baggies. I'm buying plastics. Like, come on, what are you talking about?
No, listen.
I got baggies, and you bagging them dimes and nickels and trays. Like, what are you talking about?
And you moving away.
You can't even order a brick. Yeah, why about a brick?
No, listen.
You can't get a brick
to me. The funny thing is that the Boston is cakey. It was just cheap. Until this year.
Allegedly.
You know Epstein's been cheap for a couple of years, cousin. You know that.
Yeah, but my question is,
you're
telling me.
Don't
be mad at the owners for not winning no championships.
So you agree with that, TDI? You agree that the Yankees bought their rings?
The what?
You agree with that, TDI, that the Yankees bought their rings?
Is it Boston? To an extent, and then no. Like, yes, and then no.
Yeah,
to an extent, it can look at it that way, but then, you know, it's like, it's a catch-22 on that double-edged sword.
You could pay for any type of player you want. You have to be able to play the game to win the game.
You serious?
Last year they didn't win. One of the lowest-paid teams in the country won.
Yo, listen, T, everybody can't be a boss.
Somebody
got to be a worker. You know what I mean? We need workers out here. Everybody can't be the chief. We need some engines running around. That's why we got the Boston fans. We got a couple of teams. Like, don't be mad because we boss up. We can't be mad at that. Like, come on. Serious?
Hey, yo.
That's a whole other topic. We're going to get into that because this should have turned into ESPN a 50.
Oh,
I'm just saying, man.
I mean,
you know, Aggie.
We respect, you know, we salute, B. We ain't gonna get into all the whole rings and this and rings outside, right, man. It's not what you did, it's what you're doing. You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is if whoever wants to go down to the Red Sox and whatnot, watch the game, come over here. We're more than welcome. We're not hating.
Let me tell you something, B. Word. That shit is what's up out there, man. Now, I recommend it for anybody. Vice knows, because Vice been out there already. He enjoyed himself. And,
I'm going to tell you.
Hey, yo, let me clear something up real quick before I let, about to cut you off, about to cut anybody off. All this shit y'all niggas be hearing about Boston fans and Shakespeare, niggas be hating them, that's a lie. Those are some of the kindest people I've been around, B. Because trust me, anybody could have handed Will his ass out there, B. You know what I'm saying? I've been so seeing
real.
No, I was seeing people.
I'm going to tell you.
I was seeing people stumble in the bathroom and all that drunk. They'd have seen this kid now. They're like, oh, man. So I was, we was on point, but they good people. What up?
TDI, I'm going to tell you the truth, my nigga. Where I'm at, I'm in New England area. So I'm around Boston fans, Celtics, Red Sox. Red Sox fucking Patriots. I almost got into a fist fight. I'm in a bar. I'm not going to tell you the location, but I'm in New England area. I'm at a bar watching a Jets game. When the Jets won, I go, a lot of you, my nigga, so kind of violated. If I wasn't there because while I was there, I might have had to stab that kid. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you the truth. Yo, them niggas won. I said, yeah, we won, my nigga. He said, shut the fuck up. I said, ooh. He said, excuse me. Sorry, what you say? You talking to me? He said, yeah, get the fuck out of here with that New York shit. Yo, mind you, white boy. It was dead service by the New England team. Whatever happened, but I'm just saying he was committed. They there's really things out there that might poke in your chest or something. Like, they dead service.
Vice, I want to ask this question right here. I'm going to ask Vice, the biggest sore loser in the building right now.
Who?
Vice. Yes, sir. Vice, when you get heated, you get heated, son. Listen.
God. I'll
talk
to you
out of
this next week, son.
Yeah, Vice, hold your ground,
Vice.
Hold your ground, let him know, son.
No, listen, Vice, let me ask you this, on jokes aside. If the situations were different, would you or would you have not went off over somebody's head real quick, B? Because you know how they be coming at you with this Dallas shit, and you be getting upset, I know you. No, Vice. Oh, I'm asking you, like, if the situation was different, would you or would you not go to somebody's head? Like,
you're trying to ask me, it would have been over, right? It would have been over. It would have been over, nigga. I would have been a fucking Hadouken on the motherfucker, nigga. Tiger,
I'm saying.
Yeah, son.
Yo, I say try to hide that shit.
I'll holler at y'all next time. All right?
Yo, cousin, thanks for calling, man. Shout out to the 617, the whole Bean Town, man. Thanks for everything, cousin. I'm going to get up in a minute, you know?
Stay up,
there. And we got our own block over there, nigga. And we got our own
block.
Remember
that, nigga.
That's
why we took
it.
That, nigga.
I'm in that kind of shit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go over there just to take that card, son.
Hey, it'd be a rap. You're going to be doing 10 years in jail for nothing.
Give him a dime.
You're going to play that shit over there, son.
Yeah, I know.
Oh!
Redneck.
I gotta get into this Cali on joint called Loaded. I got right here Loaded, ready to
toss off
the chamber. Get into this Cali on, man.
I'll wait for you, nigga.
All right.
Your cousin, what is out?
All right, let's get right into it. Loaded by Cali on. Nobody gonna know where. New Talk City Radio, Vice, CJ Showcase, Cali on in the building, man. You already know.
It's Cali on, man.
I'm living my life out of the sun.
for digits. Went through the bumpy road, burning a lot of bridges. Ferric in my blood drop, heart turned frigid. I'm young, I'm erratic, I don't own the pivot. I was told you can't beat the world, son, they got your number. But I didn't listen, my shit ain't listed. If everybody got a calling, then I must have missed it. I dialed up the hood and picked up the biscuit. Somewhere along the street corners, I done lost my soul. I've been done dirty as a youngin', I don't trust my own. I don't move with a crew, I move alone. Cause hate got a funny smell like cheap cologne. I don't keep it on the waist, the hammer's in the pocket. So when they rush, I don't pull it, I can just pop it. I need to calm down, shit got me choking. Plus I'm paranoid and I don't even be smoking. Damn.
I'm living my life out the sun, knowing one day that I'm gonna die. So I pull back on the teeth and I get high. But I'm so thinking when it is my time to fall. Well, I die for my friends all the fall. But right now all that I'm trying to do is get high. But I'm so.
And I'm waiting for that day to come. You trying to play me, shit, and I'm his Pamela's son. Nothing affects me anymore, I'm the jaded one. Treat the streets like cracks, cause I'm fading them. My friends is foes and my foes is enemies. They not who they pretend to be, plotting to put an end to me. Fuck them, they don't want a head-on collision. Be knowing I'm where the menace be. When focused, I can finish streets. Why I come through with my jacket on the lean frontin'. Dudes be stuntin', staring and they mean muggin'. They look hard, inside soft like Eminem's mean nothing. They know I open up this jacket and machine something. I don't trust near niggas, let alone a bitch. I have dreams of dirt nap, nightmares in the ditch. I'm in the hood, I'm feeling antsy, let a nigga ant me. I'ma go get Nancy. But I ain't leaving this motherfucker. To be so much gun smoke, you can't breathe out this motherfucker. Your friends, your family be grieving out this motherfucker. So you live by the gun, then you die by it. See this shit right here? I abide by it. My man died inside my arms, he took 5 by it. And that G code nickel, I survive by it. Trust me, I done did a lot of dudes dirty. If I make 25, I'd be surprised, let alone 30. Cause karma like that red sauce, it catch up when it rains, it's gon' pour, motherfucker. They don't let up.
Knowing one day that I'm gonna die. So I pull back on the teeth and now get high. But I'm so thinking when it is my time to fall. Well, I die for my friend all the fall. But right now all that I'm trying to do is get high. But I'm so.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Relly All-Star in the building, shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
Very next step, according to depth. I was supposed to be up next. Like when they trapped me in the building, try to take on my rep. They should have had it, cause by then my death would have been established. And right now I wouldn't be here spilling my cabbage. Why they treat me like an animal, a wild cannibal? Meanwhile, I was raising the rock, and that's what Hamels do. The stereotype that buried the light. It seemed like you get weary tonight, right? Grab the dice, let me get in the middle. The bank stop, and I ain't spitting no riddles. From the game, I can see you cooking fiddles. Throats running through my head like fiddles. Damn, it ain't over. I'll be there in a minute to live my death like a life sentence. By your side.
try to say that I'm wrong. The hard facts are all the real shit going on at the funeral. Everybody saying stay strong, and if you need a helping hand, you can hit me on the horn. Not even 30 days, mine, since you've been gone. It seems like I'm starting to hear the same old song. I feel sorry for Pharrell, he can't survive on his own. Meanwhile, I turn my happy house into a home. Twin Panamera horses with the doors that's chrome. I take a trip on a highway, get lost in the zone, and reminisce on the facts. He got caught with the chrome, and you was there from when he went in to the day he came home. Now he here and you gone, all of us mourn. We try to hold on to the words of the song. Keisha, LaWanna, Shoney, they held up strong. Even though you gone, mind your spirit to live on by your side.
My man, Relly All-Star, man. Shout out to Relly All-Star. Joins me. Shout out to Kelly on that joint before that.
Fuck's
my name is George.
Chat. I'm not a thing, that's what.
George, what up, man?
Yo.
Goody, homie.
What's good?
Come on, mother.
You what tells me?
Huh?
That was good, man.
I'm chilling.
No.
What's going on,
got
man?
Kelly on in the building. Got Kelly on in the building. DJ Showcase Vice. What up?
What's
going on? What's
going on? Somebody's getting cussed out over there in the background. It's
like a massive
fight.
That's why we in traffic.
I hear somebody cussing out the wrong out there.
And she's not even driving, but it's all good. That's crazy. Now, there's some crazy accident over here. That's why. That's crazy.
A bus and a Mack truck
collided or some shit like that.
Tonight, I can report to the American people.
Oh, kickball. War arrest. You heard that?
But what up, though, man?
What the heck was that?
Huh?
Did you see him stick on him?
Yeah, listen. We talk to the radio, man. We packed. We live. It's crazy up here, man. We got people screaming at torture. Sorry I had to put you on blast, but it's the truth.
It's over. Nah, it was a crazy accident out here. Like, crazy. Like a Mack truck and a bus collided or some shit.
Your torch, I'm going to need you to text me your email, Kip. I can send that joint.
Yo, City Hunt, if I text you my email one more fucking time, man. You losing
my shit.
What's going on, yo? I'm
going to
text you my
journey
in a minute.
Yo, what's going on? No. You all right, man? You all right over there, man? You need us to, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, man?
I'm driving right now, man.
Well, this is bad when you are not driving. We don't want you to get beat up over there by the girl next to you.
Huh? Nah, I'm good. I'm about to be home right now. I'm looking at my house right now, dog. So, but I was Boston though. I heard you said everybody cool out there, but that's only the Boston fans though. So if you're a Yankee fan, it's probably get crazy.
I was out there with one. You know what I'm saying? They treated him pretty good.
I don't know.
He got lucky, right?
One in a million.
Come on,
the lucky dude.
Hey, yo, man, before we move any further, I got to say again?
Imagine if it was up here. You know how we give it up. That's some Boston fan in the stadium.
Get up.
In the stadium. It's so crazy. Like,
this weekend coming up, you got a chance to see it. This weekend coming up, Yankees or Red Sox in New York.
That's crazy.
I might be at Friday's game. I might make it to Friday's game, kid. Shout out to my man Ray on them tickets, B. Make it pop, Ray. Let's go.
Oh,
but I'm getting into this torture joint right here. The nigga torture's going ham on this mofo joint, man. You're not playing Showcase. You already know how we do. Torture.
Yeah.
Torture. Bronx Borough.
Arms.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, nigga. My plate is empty. Hey, y'all over there playing with food. Like, what the fuck? Y'all trying to play me? Now, don't do that. I leave a crew flat. Hydro shape at 90 times over you do back. Leave your eyes blue black. I ain't gotta use the strap. As a matter of fact, I let the mat go. Get these motherfuckers out of here. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. I ain't trying to share. As long as all of my niggas eat, I ain't gotta care. And my kids is brat. They so deaf and they ain't trying to hear. Daddy can't get nothing for his baby. Before that happened, I'd rather let the feds come and take me. I'm hungry as hell and I ain't trying to wait for what the world make me. So I grab my biscuits to face the world. I gotta get my gravy. Yeah, life's a bitch and I'm safe for one. And that bitch be trying to play me. But I'm still fucking a bitch. If I stop, I might end up slumping a ditch. All I need in this life is something to pitch. A few bricks, time selling a couple of chicks. A 45 rubber grip and a couple of clips. I don't smoke champagne, come a bottle of licks. And I'ma spaz out and have all these niggas saying damn, you the motherfucking man. Yo, this nigga is so ham. Hungry as a motherfucker, letting y'all niggas know who I am. Yeah, a nigga so ham. Hungry as a motherfucker, letting y'all niggas know who I am. Yeah, a nigga so ham. Hungry as a motherfucker, letting y'all niggas know who I am.
Torture. Don't watch the throne, nigga, watch the streets, I'm coming. Don't watch the throne, nigga, watch the streets, I'm coming. Don't watch the throne, nigga, watch the streets, I'm coming. BX.
Damn, B, I'm a motherfucking busy motherfucker over here, B.
New York City Radio, man. You already know what it is, B. My man, Torture Joint.
Hungry as a motherfucker.
Going ham and all that. Yo, man, let me tell you something, B. Yeah, man. Shout out to my man, K9 VA. You're going to have him on the show next week, man.
Yo,
so.
There's another argument in the background again?
I think so, man.
What the hell's going on here today?
Callion.
It's Rabbit. Got him with my joints in the background, nigga. We lines it up. Don't play games. You're no beat.
Yeah. City Radio with the fuck is poppin'. Yeah. It's your boy, Relly All-Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hammers, what up?
Yo, you're wild.
All I know is I had the phone down, and I heard, yeah, that's Callion. I already knew what that was. So wait a minute. Shot fired. See, when you don't know what's going on, just double three, bing, bing, bing. What's going on over here? Like, it's cool? Oh, nah, money walked up with me wrong. I didn't even know, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing, no, you
walked up to the job.
Yeah, like, my money.
All right,
that's
man, so,
crazy.
You know, shout out to my boys, man, Torture, Callion, Relly All-Star, Lotto.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My nigga, Lotto sent me some joints, my nigga.
He's crazy with it, man.
Yeah,
I got another joint from Lotto called A Beautiful Thing. That joint is crazy.
Oh,
that's
the one I'm talking about. He said that. He said that to me on my email. I said, oh, that's how you
that's
give me that strap? Yo, nigga said, that's money right now calling. I fucked with that boy. You heard?
You know what's crazy about Lotto? He made a big transition from the East Coast to the West Coast, and he maintained his composure, and he's still nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because niggas start wiggling. He's like, what the fuck going on with this, bro, man? Damn, my nigga, what happened? I know a couple of niggas that's rapping right now that's doing it, and they not it no more. I used to be like, my nigga, when we was running around smacking niggas for free, y'all was dead nice. Like, what happened to you niggas? I don't know. I can't call.
Hello.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man, Cam Capone.
Non-existent. It ain't even about falling off. Niggas is non-existent. Null and void. Out of here. Shout out to some.
What's going on? Oh, shit, hold on. We live. Hold on. I'll put y'all niggas on mute.
Hello? Yeah, man. Shout out to all my listeners, man, my faithful listeners, each and every Monday, man. We appreciate that. We appreciate the love. We see the love growing, too, so that's even better. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. On the chat show. Happy belated Mother's Day to everybody out there. Showcase, happy Mother's Day, man. You're
funny, dude.
Yo, hey,
yo.
Miami 65, Boston 65.
Yo.
You heard me?
Say it again.
Yo. Miami 65, Boston 65. Tie ball game, third quarter.
Looking out for that update.
I'm Torch. I got good news,
yeah.
Kid.
What's up?
Showcase shot his first tweet.
Oh, shit.
See?
Congratulations, man. Congratulations, kid. Proud of you.
Hold up. Not only did he shoot his first tweet, but he followed two people. Ooh.
Oh, shit. Two?
Ooh, what?
Followed two.
What?
Your
name, Showcase? Who you followed?
That's amazing.
What happened?
That's amazing, Showcase.
Thank you.
Who you followed on Twitter?
Who did I follow on Twitter?
Yeah.
I followed my promoter, Big Earl. And I followed Nina Sky.
And Lupe.
And Lupe, so you missed three.
Oh, three? Mm. You're on the come up.
Shouts to the 305 on the check-in, man. Everybody who's listening, man, y'all already know y'all press one, man. You know, you will be on cue to come on the line. So other than that, y'all could just stay tuned. Y'all could just listen. Everything will be great. Everything will be straight. All right. That's out the way, man. Y'all can follow us on Twitter, man, at NewTalkCity1. That's the Twitter right there, at NewTalkCity1. Number one, because we're on the first day of the week. Chump.
Okay.
I mean.
Right, right.
That's DJ Anguish. That's the Grid Styles. I mean. So, Showcase, what up, man? What's going on?
I'm right here. I'm trying to get. There's a lot of shit going on back there. Who else not? Trying to hear the info in the cut, kid. I'm like, what the fuck?
Cali Yon already put us. Yeah, he put us on mute, man. You know what, man? I'm going to tell you where we at right now, man. It's time for a brief intermission, people.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
All right, now we're back. Let me ask you something. Is it just me? Or am I sick and tired of seeing Obama's Bin Laden's ugly-ass face on every single freaking newspaper for the past week and a half already?
It's not going to go away, man. Yeah. I got tired of 9/11, the whole big thing about it, like 2 weeks later. I was like, all right, man, the building's failed. There's nothing we can do.
I'm
like,
so
you know.
Over it. Now we're getting into his personal life. He had to use Viagra and how he had 26 wives. And
what? Yo, did anybody see the video with the picture with him sitting on the bed watching his own video? Like, anybody seen that?
Listen, nah. I kid you not. Twitter,
he's sitting on
the
bed, Cali, watching his own video and shit. Like,
no.
Today's article in the Daily News was about him having to use Viagra and having 26 wives, 20 kids, blah, 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 on and on. It's like, damn, now we killed him. Now we got to know his life story. Really?
I agree with him, except for the kids.
That nigga Bin Laden, he might have more than that. He was a super
still,
nigga.
Do we need to know about this? This is really
nah,
something
nah,
that's happening.
Who the fuck cares? Okay, about
all
that.
Yeah, care about no damn.
20 kids is going to retaliate on us. Watch.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm kind of curious how a man like that lives. I ain't going to lie.
That nigga lives in the shadows, but his shadows is plush. Come on, nigga,
over
13% of the United States, my nigga. Like, you serious?
13% is large.
I'm over it already.
Are you kidding me? 13%?
I'm over it. Then you got Saturday Night Live doing skits about it. I'm so over this shit already.
Yeah.
That is more than the government.
I heard he was actually on Saturday Night Live, him himself.
No.
Saturday Live.
Stop.
Saturday Night Live.
He was on Saturday Night Live.
Live. Yeah, no doubt. You know me? I seen him too, yo.
I got shot.
Yo, that nigga Bin Laden had mad bitches.
We had 26 wives.
You guys are co-signing this bullshit.
26.
I ain't feeling it.
26 wives? You a nigga. You got 22. And you know how cheap you gotta be to keep up 26 bitches?
That was the whole point of the story.
Just to maintain,
Just to maintain the 20. Yeah, what do you mean? He said Viagra. He was on point. He was literally.
He's on Twitter right now.
Yo, come on. 26 wives.
That's
like
you get on Twitter right now. He'll have more followers than everybody in his room right now.
Oh, my God.
Yo, everybody go check out Showcase. Your Showcase, man. Go check out Bill Addis' Twitter. See what it look like, man. Shout out to my man K9 VA. What up?
Negative, son. I don't need to know nothing about Bin Laden. They killed him. They killed him good. He's floating in the river good. I could care less.
Shout out to my man Nims, Tony Allen. What up?
We need to get on to the next big thing, whatever.
Nah, this nigga's predator.
Just what?
About
just what?
To go.
Hey, yo.
What is, let me ask you a question. What do you want to hear?
What?
What do you like? What is the news you're interested in? I want to know this.
The news I'm
Charlie
interested
Sheen?
In?
You want to know what Charlie Sheen is doing?
No. I'm interested in the news that is going on here in America. Here in America, all the problems and all the bullshit we got going on here.
Mike, did you say
that?
Okay, he's interested in Lamar Odom's new fragrance.
He's interested in what's the name of the next show the situation is doing.
No.
Jersey Shore.
I'm positive. I'm 100% sure on that one.
Jersey Shore.
I'm more interested in the things that are going on here than about Bin Laden's life and all his past bullshit. I could care less.
Like what?
What you mean like what? What are we going to get into it now?
Yo,
how we got
something
in that Showcase?
Hold on, I don't mean to interrupt. Right? Showcase is... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you. Oh, I said Showcase is officially Angry Man from Mars.
Who?
Yeah, he is. Angry Man. You don't remember Angry Man?
I can report to the American.
Angry Man.
Angry Man. Yo, I swear you be on your bullshit. No, that's a good thing, though. You gotta be on your bullshit. Fuck that. You be taking shots. You mean, fuck that. I'm with you. I'm Angry Man, too, though. I'm with you. Dude,
oh, my. Yeah, but you know what, Callie? I'm not trying to be Mr. Angry Man. I'm trying to be Mr. Realistic.
Yeah,
it gets me so sick. You know, could you imagine if you break up with your ex girl and everywhere you go, her picture's posted everywhere? You know how sick you would be.
I'm not
so Bin Laden is your ex.
I'm not saying he's my ex.
You broke up with Bin Laden and he's your ex.
I'm just saying, damn, he's gone. He's over. It's done with. It's all loose. It's yesterday's week. It's burnt. Chicken, kid.
Showcase, I'm sorry. You can't get over Bin Laden that quick.
It's burnt chicken. We need to. We need to because if we don't get over Bin Laden.
No, you need to. We over it. We never was on it. You got to get over him. I don't know what you and him had going on, but you got to get over him.
Man, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about the Daily News. I'm talking about the Post. I'm talking about NBC. I'm talking about ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, all those stupid stations with this fucking Bin Laden shit is getting me freaking sick.
Angry Man. He said, and fucking BC.
If I open one more Daily News that says anything about Bin Laden's personal life, I swear to God.
Alright, we're going to play something for Showcase. Now, this will probably calm him down right here.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama Bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men.
Oh, my.
Oh, shit. I thought he was going to play his anthem song, son. I thought he was going to play his anthem song. Maybe he's crazy.
Bin Laden got a song. Yeah, when Bin Laden gets a song and we get it, it's over.
Nah, I thought he was going to play Showcase theme song.
Showcase theme song?
I want to hear about the next stupid idiot that's going to come over here.
It's showtime.
My nigga likes you, son. We need to go out together, you heard? Just throw the club or something. You
know what I mean? Callie, I think we get in trouble, son.
Oh, nah, definitely. That's why I'm saying it. Definitely got bail money. We good. I'm going to get you right out of there. Yeah. Show, I'm going to get you right out the building, nigga. We got bail money.
Yo, Cali, now with that theme song, he like, listen to his theme song.
Mike said not with that theme song right there.
Funny, that's funny.
You're gonna have to showcase. I'm gonna play the next theme song. Showcase got a new theme song, ladies and gentlemen. Next week you will play it.
Well, what?
Yo, hold on 1 second, y'all.
You kidding me? What's my new theme song, son?
I don't know, but when you send it, can we? What?
Has it been cleared through me?
I don't know. I'm not gonna blow it up.
Have I given you a sample
three for three.
Of
he
sample?
He doesn't even do 3 for 3 no more. He's not even in the fucking batting lineup no more. What's going on, Show? Can you slip on your 3 for 3, son?
I'm not pulling out crap.
Well,
that's what I'm getting.
The last 3 for 3 I got from you, I think had some. I think this shit was in it right here.
Jenkins. No. It was a Jim Kiss joint.
The Jim Kiss. Next week is on, you heard? Next week is on.
Next week is gone.
On. Remember,
as
you
far
gotta
as
bring
what?
Danny. You got to bring little Danny.
The what?
Remember, you said that little Danny will fucking crush you, son.
I'm going to get him down here. Yo, Vice, should I get a hold of Danny and, you know, set that up? And I bet you my cousin gonna go yard on him.
Nah, son.
When are we gonna do this, Sunday?
It's gotta be Saturday, man. Come on.
Who?
You and I. We're
gonna get this on, man. Showcase is gonna pitch. But Showcase, make sure you don't pitch for 3 hours the night before so you can wake up the next day and,
I'm still in rehab right now.
I can tell you're like 40 years old. Your Showcase is the only one who's like 32 years old, and he acts like he's 60. Like, fucking.
I'm not trying to act like I'm 60. I pulled my arm.
Well, you are
60. Rehab. How am I 60 years old?
Yo, fucking Showcase. Yo, we gonna get into this joint right here, that classic joint.
I'm 60.
Joint.
We're gonna go out with that. I'm 60. We're gonna leave you there. And just cut me off and not let me say anything. You motherfucker. Go ahead.
We gotta let you calm down. You angry Showcase, man. You wilding out. You need to chill out, man. Coming right back. New Talk City Radio, man. Let's do it.
Cuban Link, South Boogie Down, Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
True indeed, true indeed. Text messages coming in like crazy.
I see that. I hear that.
Shouts to everybody on the check-in, man. 305 on the check-in. Toronto on the check-in. West Coast on the check-in. VA on the check-in. Looking crazy, man.
Toronto, you got listeners out there in Toronto?
Yeah, right, Canada, baby.
Wow. French speaking listeners?
I don't know.
Tell me, hit one. Hit one, Toronto. Let's go.
we don't have any French speakers here, though.
So what? Reach out to the French public.
Try to reach out to the Haitians and everybody.
That what?
It's saying like fucking horse crap.
I'm saying it would be interesting to get somebody from Toronto to come in and start speaking French. You know? It'd be new.
Very true, very true.
It'd be new.
Yeah, if you know anybody trying to get on New Talk City Radio, artist, promoter, anybody, author,
even better, Toronto listener, if you know a female out there that's willing to jump on with us every Monday, definitely.
That'll work. DJ Showcase reaching out to Canada.
Expanding the brand,
yeah.
Huh?
International, right?
Yeah, if you want to consider Canada international, yeah.
It is.
I really don't consider it international like that, though.
But if you need a passport to get in there, then...
Yeah, now you do, but probably you didn't need a passport, and it's more, you know, we do have a Major League Baseball team there. It's a little bit more Americanized.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Well, you know, shouts to Toronto, shouts to the whole Canada, period. Shouts to my homegirl, Malika London.
Malika
London? Anybody, Malika London.
Who's that?
Oh my God, what you want? You saw Social Security and everything?
Yeah, I want everything. That's an interesting name. I'm just curious on what it is. How am I? We're shouting somebody out, but I don't even know who they are.
Well, I don't know who they are.
Like, no, TDI, who's that? Where are you from?
TDI. Who is your friend, TDI? Who is your friend, Malika London, TDI? Would you like to speak like that? Is that better for you?
Who is your friend?
Who is your friend, my friend?
Listen, anybody trying to get New Talk City Radio, man, you can holler at us on the Twitter at New Talk City 1. At New Talk City, the number 1. Or you can hit me up at TDINYC. You can hit up Vice, The Real Vice NYC, DareelVicenyc. Or hit Showcase up, man, DJ Showcase at Gmail. It's a million ways to contact.
No, it's New Talk City. New Talk City at 1. At New Talk City 1.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You got to get your own shit, nigga.
How many days? What you hating for, son?
Get out of here, son.
Why are you hating?
Showcase is our shit. I'm running this too. Tell him.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's getting so mad. It's our shit. So you know what? If I'm representing our shit, how is that wrong? How is it wrong for me representing my our shit?
I'm gonna change the fucking passport right now, son. You ain't gonna have it.
Nigga, I was the one that set up the account.
You dead, nigga. I was for you dead on your own account.
Oh man, what was the last time somebody did that shit right there?
Here's all you gotta say. First, you need the Gmail password. You got that already. And to change the Gmail password, you're going to have the security thing, which I am the only one with. If I didn't change it, it'll be changed right back, because all I got to say is, it's my security thing, put it in.
Why?
Vice, it's part of
shit. Yo, nigga's security name is put in.
No homo here, son. I'm just saying, all shit
is put in.
You get it now. You see how the story changes? Now the story changes. I can actually say I'm part of a Twitter, which is the Twitter for New Talk City Radio. I'm part of that. And Vice still got something to say.
Because it's
not
a mess. New Talk City Radio. Not Showcase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm there. I'm part of the crew. Yeah. What am I, just a part-time host? I'm Mr. Part-Time New Talk City Radio. That's why you're looking for the female to replace me?
Oh, now who said that?
I don't know. I'm just checking because here I am shouting out the New Talk City Radio at Twitter and all this other stuff, and I'm trying to be a part of something, and this is man. Vice, you mad at me because I'm trying to be a part of something?
Okay,
really?
You know I'm
are we going that way, son? Are we really going that way? Now you guys can no longer get
everything.
Are we really going to go that way? I understand, but we really got to go that way, son. We really got to go that way.
Yo, Showcase.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you for a big favor. I think this is on behalf of me, Vice, and everybody who stands beside me. Can we get Showcase out to Fenway Park with us for a game?
I don't know. I have to think about that one.
You know that's no.
Fuck God. We see what type of shit he's on, Vice? Like, we calling him. We want to invite him out for some.
How's
for
it
some
fucked up? I
guys, night out type thing, the boys being the boys, and now you
want. Why can't it be in Yankee Stadium? Why it got to be in Boston City?
Because we got to make it interesting, man. It should be local if you went over here.
We'll work on it.
I want to go to, like, Philly or one of them crazy-ass stadiums.
So what?
Take a trip to a crazy-ass stadium, like a Philly or D.C., you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a whack-ass
stadium,
nigga.
I only said Fenway because I think we got to connect over there. That's why. If I get a connect on good tickets at fucking Washington Nationals, I'll be out there too.
Washington, Baltimore,
you know what I'm
saying? Showcase want to go see the Staten Island Yankees right there. That's what he wants to see.
Yeah, that's really where I'm. That's my whole intent right now. Staten Island Yankees. Go Stratton.
Oh, we got a dog back there? Whose dog is barking?
Well, no, that's me. I'm out on the street, son.
Right.
I'm outside.
Do you walk back there?
Hey, no, that's I don't know what kind of dog it is, but I'm staying away from it.
Yeah.
I'm not scared. I just don't want my legs getting off. I'm being smart.
I'm about to slide Fox real quick here. I'm about to get out of here.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
Carry on, man. It's always a pleasure, bro. Come on, my nigga. You already know. Brother from another. And do
sure.
This to Rice, nigga. You heard? Now we do it.
Sure.
So listen. Vice Parker Griff Showtime, a.k.a. Angry Man. Listen. Y'all go to Fenway. Please have the hammer. That's all I'm asking. Be grippy.
See,
you never know.
See?
So, yeah. I'm just letting you know. I've been there. I never went into the Lions then. I've been all in the area. Listen, nigga, even down to the fans, like, them Boston niggas, like, hey, we from New York? Man, listen, man, I'm not a fat. Bing, 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 bing. Get him out of here. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're talking about, but that's just evidence. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying. Y'all niggas be safe. Love is love. All y'all. You know what I mean?
Yes,
ain't nobody scream at me. Got my direct line. You already know.
Yo, you already know. I got you, bro.
Scream at me, y'all. One.
Yeah. Boy, Charlie Young, man, you already know it's always a pleasure to have that man on the show.
Now, I got to ask y'all a serious question. Has anybody even seen or heard from Mel Stacks?
No.
Nah.
What's going on, man? I got to holler at Mel Stacks, man.
Hit him on his Twitter, son.
Nah, well, last time I checked, he was out in he was out in Orlando, so shout out to Mel Stacks.
Oh, so he's probably handling business.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Try to get away from the city sometime, kid.
Just shout out to my man, Wing Globe, man. You got a hot joint, Wing Globe.
about to get on the track with that dude. I got a couple people going
to
get on the track.
Pacquiao's little skinny ass.
There we go.
No, I'm saying
you put
your
on about
son.
That. Can I put your on something real quick? Since you brought
can
it up,
you,
Showcase.
Of course, put
I
me on.
I was out in Boston, right? And my cousin bought me a scratch off, little Red Sox scratch off, something I never seen. So I was like, all right, say that's for you, a little $5 scratch off. Scratch it. I want a little $15. I said, okay. First time, beginner's luck. Yeah. So my cousin Nev's walking to the, you know, to the fight and all that, and he's like, yeah, what's up? You want to make a bet? I said, I'll bet you this. I bet you Mosley won't fall. He said, how much you want to bet? I said, about $10. 5 minutes later, Mosley hits the floor. So my scratch off, I didn't get to enjoy the whole full $15. You know what I'm saying?
No, but
so
you paid
him enough. Oh, you know
you paid $5. You paid
his scratch
off, son.
Yeah, I paid my cousin back, so I really just lost it.
You know,
yeah.
I saw clips from it. That dude Mosley was not ready to fight. You know, I haven't seen, and that's bad, kid, because it's crazy. Because ever since UFC, whatever you want to call that shit, took over, there hasn't been a great boxing match. It was one of those stand-up boxing matches like that fucking, like the Ricky Hatton joint where everybody was bugging out and the Roy Jones fight. I'm fucking missed them shits, kid.
Yeah, not to cut you
sorry,
off.
Sorry, man.
76, Miami.
77-76, Miami up. 6 minutes left in the fourth.
I haven't seen a great
showcase.
Fight.
Yeah, you're
the
right.
Last one I saw, the last one was there's only one Mickey Hatton. Even though he was a scrub, it was still a pretty good fight.
I think it's for the fact that I don't think boxing is what it is anymore. Man. You know what I'm saying?
And that's horrible. That's horrible because, to me, boxing should have been one of those sports that extended through the whole ship, and now everybody want to get down with these fights and the wrestling and the grappling. It's cool, but that's whack. Sometimes you need that leather, that big knockdown, the dude just standing over him like, what?
Boxing is a classic American sport, of course. I would see why you want
that's
that. Horrible. Yeah, Chris Bosh. Sorry, man, we over here watching the Heat games. All you
yeah,
people out there.
With that note.
So I told my people who tuned in today, man, you know what I'm saying? Greatly appreciate it. I see who tuned in. I can watch. I'm watching my numbers over here, and the numbers look great. You know what I mean?
Remember, we're looking for a female. Any listeners out there that want to be a part of New Talk City Radio, females that can hold their own. We don't need no wetbacks. We don't need no whatever, however you want to say it.
Softness.
They got to hold their own. What? Hello?
That's right. Yeah, I'm saying, give them the contact. Give them the contact info, show.
Yeah, just hit us up at New Talk City 1. At New Talk City.
Sure.
That's how you say it, right? That's how you do it, right?
At
New Talk City 1.
You've been rehearsing all day today.
I'm trying here, bro.
I'm trying. We're going to showcase another month, man. Showcase is going to be Twitter savvy. He's going to be like, yo, I just learned some new shit.
You know, at New Talk City 1, that's the number one. Just hit us up.
Sure.
Look at a call or just call. In fact, maybe just call in. Just surprise us next Monday. Just call in and be like, look, I'm here for my live audition. Just show some incentives. Shit.
That's what's up. 347-826-7722 is the number. You can always call
not,
in if you just want to listen.
And,
you don't have to
and,
speak.
And if we can't get anybody, Emma, we can use you. We can use you back. You can come on back now, Emma. Come off the Moscato. You know, come off the Moscato for a little while. And just come back for a little week or something.
Emma, we love you. Emma, you know you're always welcome here, kid. You're our sister.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, man.
Right?
How are we going to replace Emma? She came for like 3 weeks strong.
There's no replacing Emma. Emma could still come in even while we have our female calls.
And just knock out the boot, right? It's fine. You got
to
go for
no,
it.
No, I mean, you know, she's just that love, man. Come to my homegirl, Harlem, B. She's always stay showing me love on the Facebook, stay showing New Folk City love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
shout out to Bronson. The whole LG movement, you know, doing big things, son.
Shout out to the boy Bronson. Shout out to my man, Rock the Hustler.
Yes. Shout out to
Juicy, son. Where's she? We haven't heard from her.
Juicy's been busy, man. Shout out to Juicy following the page. She's also following the New Talk City page. You can holler at her there.
Karate Kid.
Yo, Shout out to everybody I've seen in Boston, man. I met some good people out there. They're coming out to New York soon. So promise and let you, we're going to make y'all have a good time out here, man. We're going to promise you that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Peace. See ya.
What the fuck is going on over there, Shoki? What was that?
I started it. Vice finished it.
Yo, y'all mess with each other. I'm telling you, let me tell y'all something, people. They got a new name, B. It's TDI and the Monday Warriors. I consist of DJ Showcase, Vice, and Kelly O.
AKA Vice Grip and Angry Man.
Yeah. And Kelly O, AKA the Boogie Monster.
Yep.
Yeah, that's his name on Twitter, so.
All right,
so
peace, y'all.
I like that.
What, figure?
Follow Showcase at DJ Showcase.
No, you see, no. It's at
wait.
York City.
What page
one.
Is this? I didn't hear about this. What's going on?
That's a new one.
You just started this?
No, I'm not starting that. Come on, man. I just got into this Twitter shit. Don't get me knee deep.
Don't ruin it. Price, don't ruin the experience for this. We're trying to get him into it. We got him in.
All right.
I'm gonna run away from Twitter stalkers. No.
Next week I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm not even gonna say hi to Showcase next week. I'm gonna even jump along.
Vice, why you gotta be like that for, man? I've always supported you in your endeavors.
I'm pretty sure you should return the favor.
I'm always supporting him. When TDI came after you about the whole football thing, I don't have a football team, but I sat down and I defended you. I went toe-to-toe with this dude for you, and here you are just, can I have some, just a little
me
bit of support,
TDI
just a little bit of support?
Team.
A little bit of support, please.
Me and TDI got the same football team.
I understand, but a little bit of support.
I'll think about it.
All right, so we'll get back to that next week, see if Vice is going to support me just a little bit. I'm not asking for the world here, son. I'm just asking for a little bit of support on my endeavors at New Talk City 1, number 1.
I like that.
My endeavors in the spirit field. A little bit.
Shout out to the wrong crowd. Talk to Lush, Queen, the Boisterous.
All right, y'all, I'm out of here.
You out of here?
There we go. Yeah, I'm done. We're done here.
All right, you already know, man. Tell them Showcase where they can catch us each and every Monday, B.
Monday, New Talk City Radio from 8 to 9:30. You can hit us up on our Twitter at New Talk City 1. That's the number 1. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Peace.
Word up. Yeah. You don't get it twisted. You already know, man. We're gonna fade out with some craziness over here. We're gonna give y'all something to dance to, man. Each and every Monday, lushradioonline.com, 347-826-7722. Like Showcase said, at New Talk City 1, that's the page. From there, we got a link to our individual pages, and you can definitely follow us. Facebook, TDI Rodriguez, man. Let's get right into it, baby. Holla.
nigga, what's poppin'? Mexico get wrong, we got us both numb. Like what you say?
Check. Mommy like athletes, I start to laugh again. What's your last name, Boo Kardashian? Yeah, I got owner money. Motorcycles, motorhomes, yeah, I own it, honey. Yeah. Rap now, change plans. Might have seen me on Gangland. Count numbers, Rain Man. Bowling alley, stay in your lane, fair. Check the check, though. Exo, neck glow. Chain borrow, hollow. Echo, tech blow. West, though. Let's go. Metropolitan area. Killer with the X-Flow. I do what I do, what I does. I do what I want. Love is love. My nickname is Big Gang Shit, man. Ice on the arm, no wrist sprain.
My, what's really, what's good, good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking in tongue. Like what you say? The rock poppin', what's poppin'? Make coke and rum, we got us both numb. Like what you say? Tell me something I wanna hear. Trench coat and heels is nothing you wanna wear. Put your friend on, she wanna stare. Chicks like airs every weekend, I wanna pair. It's a family affair, only the fam here.
Yeah.
Whole Harlem, uptown, we stand here.
Yeah.
Chrome bottles, bracelets, and chandeliers. No bottle, ain't rich, but damn near.
Ha!
As long as this man Cam near, they like Remo and Stan running the Tangier. Like what you said, yeah? Enough talk, went to G4 to land where? My, what's really, what's good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking income.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Relly All-Star in the building, shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
Unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into